So here is Adrian Slatcher of the Manchester Digital Development Agency, the MDDA, who are partners of tonight's Big Chip 2011 Awards. Hi, Adrian.
That's right, yeah.
Adrian, tell us a bit more, well, tell us in brief what MDDA does and what your partnership with the Big Chip Awards is all about. What does it mean? What does it represent?
We're part of the City Council, and we've been together since about 2003. And we look after the digital strategy for Manchester, and we run a number of projects. But it'd be impossible to do that as a public agency without partnership with other agencies and other organisations. Manchester Digital runs the Big Chip Awards, and what we do is provide some secretariat support. So during the whole judging process, we look after some of that. We provide the meeting space. And as a result, we kind of come along every year. We buy a table just the same as everyone else. And we're very lucky this year. We were able to invite two of the shortlisted entrants, Future Everything and the Data GM project, which is shortlisted for the Best Public Sector Award, and MadLab, which is shortlisted for the Best Not-for-Profit. And although Data GM didn't win the award, being shortlisted is pretty good in itself, and I was so pleased that MadLab got commended in the not-for-profit category.
That's right. Well, I'm also here with Hua Young from the MadLab, who, as Adrian rightly pointed out, won the highly commended award for the best not-for-profit category. So, Hua Young, tell us...
I'm in a very antagonistic mood, so you're not going to get much from me.
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
on your award. And, you know, having gone along myself to the MadLab, to a number of events, to run events there, I know what a fantastic space it is and what it does. But why don't you tell us a bit more about what this award represents to you, to the community around the MadLab? Well, I think Dave, when he was on the stage, dedicated the award really to everyone who participates in the MadLab.
It's the community.
And I think that is one of the key strengths of the MadLab, isn't it? It is the whole community.
It's a grassroots organization. Yeah.
And I think it's fantastic to see. I'm sure you'll agree. I'm sure Adrian will agree. To see a grassroots organization up there on the Big Chip stage, alongside huge international agencies.
We had the head of regeneration on our table, and she'd heard of the MadLab, but it was an opportunity for her to find out a bit more about it. And when we were talking to her about it, she actually said, that does sound fascinating, she wants to come along and look at it. But she was also saying she was at a big seminar about kind of Media City on Monday, and they were talking about what we need is more community focus, more grassroots, and we've already got that in Manchester just through the hard work of a few dedicated individuals, really.
Well, have you guys both enjoyed your evening?
Yes.
That's very quiet. Yes, I'm Hua Young. Adrian, you look like you've enjoyed your evening. As if I.
It's all right. Yeah, it's a good do. Lots of people I know here. I probably won't stay out for the whole duration, but I said that 2 years ago at about midnight, and I was still here about 3:45 in the morning. Something to do with a gin martini that Simon from Push On bought me. So.
Is that right? Well, that's Simon. We need to watch out for him.
Yeah.
Well, Adrian, I
was just a hint, by the way. It was Adrian doing Simon. Yeah.
I see. Well, Adrian, I look forward to seeing you on the dance floor about 2 a.m. And Hua Young, I'm sure I'll see you there definitely.
And I bet you look good on the dance floor, Josh. I bet you look good on the dance floor.
Well, we'll see if the sparkly bow tie remains.